This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
That's why I've made it a priority in my entire career to work closely with you. From the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago, you know, as well as my tenure as vice president.
That, of course, is Joe Biden talking about his Senate time of, what, 180 years, he said it was? Man, dude is losing it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, kevinjacksonshow.com. He called military men and women stupid
sturds.
Yeah, I don't want to say the word, but he called them fatherless children. My grandmother had a special way of saying that word because she used it only when she was really mad at somebody. I never knew what it meant. I always thought it was a curse word, but it really isn't. You know, if a child doesn't have a father, the child is a bastard, right? But anyway, Joe Biden called military people stupid because he's trying to get some cred. We'll talk about it another time. I want to talk about Biden's lies at some point. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Anyway, Biden is losing it. Here's where he talks about paycheck protection. And, you know, this debate's coming up soon, and I'm anxious to see it. Because Biden is doing easy stuff. He's getting easy softball things. Of course, he's lying through his teeth because Biden is a pathological liar. I can prove that. I'm no Dr. Phil. But again, I challenge any leftist to call this program and debate me on these issues. Joe Biden is a pathological liar. He lies for sport. He lies when he doesn't have to tell a lie. That's when you know a dude is really a liar. There's no reason to tell a lie. There's no contest. It isn't like one person's going to get something better than the other. It's a group of people that don't really care. They're not pretentious. They don't need to know that you hang out with the finest people or whatever. Joe Biden will lie just to lie. It's what kids do. It's crazy, but that's what he is. But anyway, here's Joe Biden. What's he talking about here? Oh, paycheck protection, right. So here he is talking about paycheck protection. You'll get a chance to see. He's just not all there.
For example, the Paycheck Protection Act. You know, 1% of the money's gone out. 1%. 1% of the, that's not the paycheck, the bill for small, for major, for small businesses.
Main Street
money. 1%'s gone out.
I'll even give Biden a little bit of credit because he caught himself. Normally, he doesn't catch himself. When he talked about, you know, I was in the Senate for 180 years, he's not catching himself. Or 180 years ago. I don't even know where that came from. Is he trying to be funny? Let me tell you, he shouldn't be joking like that if he's trying to be funny. It was 180 years ago. It made me think, yeah, I served in the Senate for 180 years or whatever. He's not drunk. He's punch drunk because he's got some brain disorder. But I jokingly said, yeah, he looks like he's 180-some years old. He acts like a 180-some-year-old man. He ages in dog years now. Watch Biden from week to week. He looks worse week to week. See, let me just tell you, this is when it happens fast. You know what? It just dawned on me. I had a dream that Biden died during the campaign. God, just dawned on me. I literally did. I had a dream that Biden died during the campaign. I kept asking myself, what are they going to do? What are these Democrats going to do? Because it really looks bad when your candidate dies. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, but I'm just telling you, watch him. Early in the morning, he's okay. 6 o'clock Pacific time. But by 8 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Pacific time, which is noon Eastern, Joe Biden is looking for a place to lay his head, man. Will somebody lay me down and tuck me in, please, and give me some warm milk? Yikes. A lot happened over the weekend. Those are some of the things. Joe Biden talking smack to military men and women. Joe Biden talking about having 180 years from the Senate. Or I don't know. Listen to the clip again. Screwing up paycheck protection and having to get the actual host to go, oh, it was mainstream. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Mainstream fun.
That's right. You're right. I forgot all about it. Yes. Thank you.
And meanwhile, Donald Trump, sharp as a tack. Blah, 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 pow, pow, man. Bring up something, boom. We just issued an executive order for that. Yeah, we're looking into that. I've got my team on it. You know why Donald Trump is that sharp? Let me tell you. Do you know? Because you do. You have the answer. Donald Trump knows how to delegate. Donald Trump gets good people to do his work. Do you think Donald Trump brokered peace in the Middle East? Or do you think he was the overseer of it? He got Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner reported, hey, sir, here's what I'm doing. Blah, blah, blah. Looks like you're doing great, Jared. Get back with me. Keep me posted. If it moves to this level, get me back involved. Boom, he goes. Jared Kushner gets it done. He comes over. He says, Mr. President, I think I've got this worked out. The president has a meeting with the team. He says, yep, I agree. From a leadership perspective, rubber stamps it. Big press conference, bring everybody in, world peace. You want to talk about PPP funding? He's got Mnuchin on it. Now, I don't want any more PPP funding. I want that to be done. But he's on it. He's got all these different people. Commerce is working on, sir. Everybody in the department better be top-notch, and you better bring me reports that show progress every single day. Cut your budgets. Show me where the money's being spent. And then he's got his advisors, people that help him play the political game. So Biden's, 1% of the money, only 1% of the money's going out. 1% of the money. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not paycheck. That's somebody slapping. That's Main Street money. It's Main Street money. He's parroting what people say. This man doesn't have original thoughts. People are giving him his notes. He can't even read them off of a teleprompter. I sound like Sam Kennison. You better stop it right now. He can't even read notes off a teleprompter. I'm beyond even making that sport on the program because we all know this. Hey, I got a rumor that Durham's report is not going to come out before the election. Have you guys heard this? I don't know if it's true or not, but it would be a shame. It says it's not going to be out before November. We deserve it. Only thing I can tell you is Durham's got to have so much information. I envy him, but this should be out. Even if it came out in dribs and drabs, I'd rather he release something. We'll see what happens. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Oh, you heard that right. That was Joe Biden speaking to military men and women. And he called them stupid, fatherless children. I will not say the word, even though it is okay with the FCC for that word to be on there. And it's okay to say it, because all it means is it's a child without a father. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Joe Biden's bragging to a group of military men and women about how he's the one who helped get this guy, whatever he got him, you know. Joe Biden, yeah, he's the man. And you better clap for it, you stupid fatherless children. Yeah. Joe Biden. The guy that wants to be president. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this guy, because I'm going to talk about his record. More lies. Joe Biden is actually saying that he's a black man. You want to talk about it now? Oh, my producer says, let's talk about it now. Okay. Well, here's what I will tell you. He really wants black people to accept him. Joe Biden does. Mr. I'm friends with all these segregationists and they're not bad people. No, no, no. They helped me along. They helped my career. I'll never apologize for being friends with these segregationists and these racists, these black-hating white senators that are helping my career. I will never apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I misspoke. I didn't mean to do that. And oh, his running mate is the one who called him out for it. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting how things work out with Biden. But let's talk about Joe Biden, because he's pretty much pulling a Dolezal right now. According to Fox News, Biden alleged on the campaign trail last year that he jump-started his academic career at Delaware State University. The problem is, Delaware State University is a historically black college, or university in this case, HBCU. So this would be an unusual move for Joe Biden to say, I'm going to go hang out with the brothers and go to college there. That's where I'll get my start, man. Yeah, and the college actually refuted the claim that Biden made. Biden's a, no, I went to a black college. This is where I got my start. Then I switched over to the white college because I was down with the black folks. Now, before we even get into the real crux of what this is about, I want you to understand how this looks for the Democrats. When their most loyal demographic, black folks, call out Joe Biden, their presidential candidate, and say, he's lying. That's not what happened. But the director of the news services for Delaware State University, a guy by the name of Carlos Holmes, said that Biden was never a student at Delaware State University. I know, shocker, right? Joe Biden never went to a historically black college or university, in this case, Delaware State University. He just lied about it. Now, Holmes clarified, I love this part, that Biden had made appearances on the campus twice for commencement speeches, at the university in Dover, Delaware. So Biden had visited the school twice. Now, I want you to keep in mind before you get too cynical or too critical of Joe Biden, understand that due to his mental state, he may have actually thought he attended the almost exclusively black university back in the day. Or is this simply more typical Biden, who tends to glorify the details of his life, particularly his academic life? Now, Biden is a pathological liar. That's a fact. Democrats know it. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is because when you want to get back at the Democrats, you just bring up Biden's lies. Forget his gaffes. Pakistanis work at 7-Eleven. Or when he talked about black folks in the black sections of my town, I would go to parks and lecture black people and talk to young black men about it's okay to wear a condom. To black women, it's okay to say no. Those are Biden's own words. He would go and sit down with the black people and, you know, put down his knowledge on them. So, yeah, now listen up, little black people. Let me explain how things work over here. And I love how he talked about, I would go to the black sections of my town. Yeah, I asked this question many times, but I hope he had a visa to do it, because you can't get white folks just going to the black sections of town where Joe Biden lives. How would that look? Anyway, glorifying the details, here's what the Federalist documented of the many academic lies told by Biden. His pathology, folks, is clear. It's clear. Look, I'm not even going to go into it. The Federalist documents Biden's academic lies, beginning with his plagiarism of, you know, some British guy when he was trying to give a speech. He plagiarizes the guy. He talks about how smart he is. But let me just say this. Biden feels, I'm going to tell you the pathology. You don't have to like it. Biden feels so stupid in his life that he can't help but beef up his academic career. This is the man that Democrats want to be president. He's not happy in his own life. He's not happy with his academic credentials. He's seen far too many people that are much smarter than he. And you know what Biden's upset about? He's actually gotten farther. He's the vice president, the number two guy in the country at one point. And he knows he's an idiot. So in order to back up the fact that he rose much farther than he should have. In fact, when he got Jill, If Jill knew who Biden was, she wouldn't date him. She'd go, he's a lunatic. So he wants to feel good about being stupid. So here's what he said to a reporter who dared to call him out on his academic lies. He says, I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class who had a full academic scholarship. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class. And then I decided I wanted to stay and went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top of my class. He also claimed that he graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school. I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank. Frank was the one who was calling him out, saying, hey, well, hold on there, Mr. Biden. You're not as smart as you're professing to be. Well, see, there it is. That Biden challenge.
What? You don't think I'm smart? I'll take a test.
Well, Donald Trump asked him to take a test. Donald Trump asked him to take a cognitive test. And you know what Joe Biden said?
What is that? What is it called? Oh, look over there. Look over there. Okay.
Mr. Challenge. Does it remind you of anything? A guy says to him, you didn't bring any manufacturing jobs. How dare you say I didn't bring manufacturing jobs? He gets in your face. I brought more manufacturing jobs than anybody. He immediately goes into his lies. And I'm going to explain that in just a bit here. Now, that Biden challenge, not the first time he's challenged when somebody calls him out. And that's a tactic that he uses. It's a bully tactic because what it's meant to do is back you off. It's meant for you to go, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my day. No. You know what happened today? They don't even challenge him. They just go, okay, whatever, let Joe lie. So, yeah, he took some, you know, they were trying to shoot down his plane when he was trying to land as he was going to pin a medal on a guy that doesn't exist. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Final preparations are underway for the first presidential debate tomorrow night. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will tangle in Cleveland. Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace will moderate the debate.
I debated a lot 4 years ago, and if you look at the polls, those polls that come out, according to those polls, I won every debate, every single debate, in the primaries, and then when I debated Crooked Hillary, I won every debate. I mean, this isn't me saying I felt I did.
The former Louisville officer facing charges in connection to the Breonna Taylor case is expected to be arraigned on Monday. Brett Hankison is being arraigned on charges of wanton endangerment for allegedly blindly firing into an apartment during the drug raid on Taylor's home. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The fire danger remains high in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, two new fires broke out in Northern California. The Glass Fire and the Zog Fire both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched.
A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration's attempt to ban TikTok downloads in the United States, giving the Chinese-owned app a short-term victory as it scrambles to ensure its future while being caught in the middle of a battle between the United States and China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he's up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's show is what you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com. That was a mashup of Biden lies. And for the record, I could give you hours of Biden lies. Hours. Interviews about him, etc. The dude is a pathological liar. Hey, Democrats, progressives, whatever, plutopians, not libertarians. I'm a libertarian, too. But all of you guys that are out there trying to promote Joe Biden as the, oh, he's the guy that's going to get it done. Did he say he was going to get it done? Because I can give you some lies, man. Understand, 2 pre-brain surgeries, Biden was a mental midget. This was before his surgeries. This is why he bolstered his academic credentials, claiming that he was in the top of his law school class, when in fact he was at the bottom. You just heard the clip of all of that. I graduated from the University of Delaware with a double major in history and political science. My reference to the degrees at the Claremont, New Hampshire event was intended to refer to those majors. I said 3. I should have said 2, Biden said in the statement. Graduated 76th of 85 students in his law class. And here's what, I love this part. He says, I exaggerate when I'm angry. But I've never gone around telling people things that aren't true about me. Wow. 844-551-8255. Do you know somebody like this? We call them one-uppers. So you tell a story. Yeah, man, so I was over hanging out. I was in Paris. And, you know, I look around. Man, I see Wesley Snipes. And you, oh, man, I had a similar thing like that. I mean, I was over in, like, Germany, and there was Denzel. And I mean, what was funny, he sees me, and he sees me make eye contact, and then I ended up buying him a cup of coffee, and we talked for, like, 2 hours. Yeah. Yeah. We call them one-uppers. You can't tell a story. They don't have a better story. You know, they got to be the smartest person in the room, the person, you know, driving the conversation or whatever. And don't misunderstand me. I know people that can drive the conversation, but they can drive the conversation with true stories. You get a little jealous of them if you're weak, if you don't, you know, have your own life. You're like, whoa, that guy's done a lot. Yeah, because there are people that have done a lot, but they don't see it that way. Because it's normal. Joe Biden feels lucky. I'm telling you, Joe Biden knows he is dumb. I'm going to say it again. He is a mental midget, because I know that triggers a lot of leftists when I use the word midget. They're little people, Kevin. They're small people. No, they're not. They're midgets. Joe Biden is a mental midget, and he cannot believe the success he's had. So he wants to backfill with this success. I will backfill with how great I am by stealing other people's speeches. By believing that when he tells a crowd something, they're just going to go, it must be true. It's got to be true. Joe Biden said it. He's a senator. He's former VP. But then there are people out there that go, wait a minute, man, let's fact check this old boy. This is why I tell you Joe Biden's mind is stuck in the 1960s. When you can't just run around and go check stuff. And even when it got into the 80s, Joe Biden people started going, wait a minute, let me go to my encyclopedia and look this up. And even with that, Joe Biden still goes, no, it's not the truth, this is the way it is. He's a liar, and he wants people to, like I said, he's appealing to blacks right now. He can't get the black vote. He knows he can't win without it. So, and Trump is stealing it. Trump has stolen the black vote. You want to know how Trump stole it? He called out BLM. Aside from all the other things that he's done, Donald Trump has said, look, black folks, you are better than these terrorists. You are better than they. I'm going to call them out for you. Think about this. In a time of an election year, why would Donald Trump dare go after BLM? They accuse him of being a racist. You know, I'm saying black folks, leftists, they accuse Donald Trump of being a racist. He says, fine, I'm going to call out BLM right before the election. I'm going to put them in the spotlight. Do you know any other politician who would do that? I don't. That's why the dude is a businessman. You want to know why? He knows. That segment of the black vote that is sick of this nonsense, they are happy that this guy had the cojones to call them out. But Joe Biden, who's been supportive up to this point, now he wants to switch. Joe Biden, Mr. You Ain't Black, he wants to switch now and become black. Joe Biden, you ain't black, boy. And trying to pretend that he went to a historically black college or university, Delaware State University, so he can gain street cred with black folks? How pathetic is that, Democrats? Seriously. This brain dead moron is trying to pull a Rachel Dolezal. And like I told you, it all because he needs to raise his cred. All the lies he's told about academia is to raise his cred. And you want to know why? Because Joe Biden hasn't done anything for blacks. Joe Biden does not have an academic career that would get him beyond a soup Nazi at a restaurant. He should not have ever been vice president. He should have never been elected senator. He's a pathological liar who's got major league problems, mommy problems, I would say. Because he's lying through his teeth every time he opens his mouth. And he says, I exaggerate when I'm angry. But I've never gone around telling people things that aren't true about me. Really. Imagine how jacked up your brain has to be, folks, when you can't remember not to lie about the lies you've already told. I jokingly said to my friends, Joe Biden is so black. So my friends would go, how black is he, Kevin? How black is he? He's so black, he got accepted to a HBCU. And he graduated with honors in black studies. Another exaggeration, right? Joe Biden pretending to have an academic career at a black college because he wants to be down with the brothers. So let's just call it what it is, Democrats, right? An exaggeration. It's just Joe being Joe. Come on, y'all. Reminds me of Joe Biden's civil rights record, right? You remember that? Well, a left-leaning group called The Intercept blasted Biden for his obvious lies about his participation in civil rights marches and protests. And we played a clip from it where Joe Biden said, I went out and I protested and all this. Lies on top of lies. And you know who called him out? Sean, I'm a black man king. Yeah, Sean King. This is the dude that he claims he's black. He probably is. Sean probably got a little bit of black in him, but he looks as white as he is black. But I don't even care. I don't care what color he is. In this particular case, he did the right thing. He called out Joe Biden. Yeah, he had a thing. He says he identified 2 truths and 31 lies about Biden. But the truths came as a result of Biden being caught in 31 lies. And King documented it. It's amazing. Here's the clip.
But it was an epiphany for me. And so I got involved in desegregation. I was no big shakes for everyone in the civil rights movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregating movie theaters and helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives. Coming out of black churches on Sunday, figured how we were going to move.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Here's what bugs me most about this clip. It's how easily Biden lies about something that he now admits he never did. He's a pathological liar. And every time you confront a Democrat, you remind him that their candidate is a liar.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You know, I believe we have an opportunity not only to climb out of this awful hole, but to start building back better for the kind of economy we need for the future.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
And I had a nurse at Walter Reed Hospital who would bend down and whisper in my ear.
Wow.
And go home and get me pillows. They would make sure they'd actually, probably nothing ever taught in, you can't do it in the COVID time, but they'd actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk. The complication of COVID-19, like lung scarring and heart damage, could become the next deniable pre-existing condition for over 6 million Americans.
Harris-Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort and keep pushing.
Because if you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure and help take care of running a, you know, department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies' department, or whatever. You know what I mean? Hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to that cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
We gotta. It's just. But you gotta. I mean, we gotta reassure them. Play the radio. Make sure the television. Excuse me. Make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone. Make sure the kids hear words. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it.
The words of a president matter.
We cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
No matter how competent or incompetent the president is, they can send a nation to war. They can bring peace. They can make markets rise or fall.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
You know, the rapidly rising
Mr. President, wake up.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay? All men and women created by the go. You know the thing. I just can't figure the guy. It's like watching a yo-yo. I shouldn't have said it that way. It's like watching.
It feels that way. I want to ask. I want
to. All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Chris, but anyway.
Chris. I just did Chris. No, I just did Chuck. Why doesn't he just act like a president? That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was
really
asking.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I probably best I don't.
Just don't tell anybody I told you this. Especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates.
That, folks, was just a small sampling of the nonsense of Joe Biden. Just a tidbit of the craziness of that man. And I played that clip so you could understand that the information about Joe Biden that you think has gotten out, that you and I know, that you're wondering, is it getting to the lowest common denominator? I assure you it is. In fact, I'm going to pull this up on my phone. I wish we had a video so you could see I'm actually doing this. I'm going to pull this up by phone. And I took a shot of a newspaper, not a newspaper, the Globe. This is the Globe. If you go through a grocery store in the next day or so, I promise you, you will see this is the Globe. And here's what it reads. America's new civil war. Terrorist behind shootings exposed. Frightened families fleeing unsafe cities. This is the top story on the Globe. Here's another one. I don't know if this, just so you know, I know what I'm talking about. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, separate lives. Yeah, you want to know why? Because Faith Hill figured out that Tim McGraw is a leftist and he's a fraud. Yeah, Faith, good for you. What else is on there? Angie bans Brad's new love. Now, these are on the side. I mean, here are the biggest articles. The biggest article is America's New Civil War. The next one is New York, cops probe triple shooting. Here's another one. Kenosha, throwing away all sanity. And here's the final one I can see. Portland, fanning flames of hate. Now, folks, that's the Globe. Do you understand what I'm telling you? See, the reason why I bring this up and the reason why I took that little shot when I was at the grocery store, no, I do not buy the Globe, is because I wanted you to understand that at the least common denominator, you know, the people that buy the National Enquirer and the Globe. Is the National Enquirer still in business? I don't even know. But here's what I do know. For the people who buy this, That's what they saw. That is at least common denominator where you're wondering, oh my goodness, are people at the base level getting this stuff? They're getting it. And as I said in this last segment that we did earlier in the broadcast, I said, listen to how easily Biden lies about what he's doing. You know, how he lied about the civil rights movement. Look at how easily how Biden and other Democrats lie about pre-existing conditions. Right now in Arizona, Mark Kelly is running things. We're going to protect pre-existing conditions. Donald Trump issued an executive order protecting pre-existing conditions. They have nothing to run on except lies. Everything the left does between now and the election has one purpose. It's meant to scare you. It's meant to scare everybody. They don't care if it's truthful. They just want it to scare you. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to call anybody out by name. People know. They write to me. You write to me. One guy wrote to me and said, Kevin, we're doomed. They're going to allow, you know, ballots until 7 days after the election in North Carolina. We're doomed. And I go, you show me how we're doomed. I feel like I'm talking people off the ledge. I go, show me how we're doomed. They allow ballots up to 7 days after the election. Do you think Donald Trump and his crew are going to just go, oh, no big deal, whatever the ballots are, we don't care? Donald Trump and his crew will look at the numbers and say, no way. Exit polling does not showcase any of that stuff. We will contest it. And we're not leaving until we know with 100% certainty that this election was done fair. It's not going to happen. So, you know, if you guys, look again, I tell you all the time, I stopped panicking years ago. I used to, you know, I remember when I was poor, I'd say, yeah, I'll get my attorney on it. I had no attorney to get. But let me tell you, you get an attorney, and you know what you do? You go, I'm not worried about it. I pay people to worry about it. I got a call from The Intercept the other day. Kevin, we want to know who's financing your jobs and who's financing this and all that. And I said, I don't care what you want to know. I have no comment. But I'll tell you what. You post the wrong stuff, and I'll have my attorney on it. Do you think I was kidding? Of course not. I'll get my attorney on it. I'm not going to worry about it. Say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. Hey, attorneys, is this something for me? Is this a libel or a slander potential suit here? Go for it. I'm going to make them pay for it. So that's my only point. Some of us who want to worry, you can worry. But if you look at the imperial evidence, look at Biden. This entire program, we've alluded to things that Biden's done. I've played his own words. Not like 2-3 weeks ago, days ago, where Biden is so loopy, he doesn't know where he is half the time. Now, if you think that he's going to show well, and suddenly Biden's going to get his sanity, and Trump is going to lose it, Donald Trump, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to Trump? Let me explain. Not to quote Corey Lewandowski, but he had a book about him, and you know what he said? Let Trump be Trump. You think Trump's going to switch gears? You think he's going to, oh my gosh, I'm debating Biden. He's so tough. I don't know what to do. Do you think Donald Trump is worried about debating Biden? Of course not. Do you think Donald Trump is concerned that, oh my gosh, I haven't done a good enough job. What else could I possibly do for black people or women or Latinos or LGBT or whatever? He's going, you know what? I'm going to keep doing presidential stuff until the day of the election. I'm going to go vote, go sleep at night with my trophy wife, my you know, what do you call it, runway model, whatever you call her, supermodel wife. And I'm going to wake up in the morning president again for the second time, second term. That's what he's going to be thinking. Because he knows how to think like a winner, and he knows how to be a winner.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.